This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
A Boyd County farmer says a livestock project with his son turned into a farming operation that revolves around raising and selling show lambs to 4-H and FFA members in his area. John McGlone says his farming experience began with dairy cattle.
We have a very small sheep operation that got started. My family have had a dairy farm for close to 100 years. They closed the family farm or the dairy operation in the early 1970s, migrated over to beef cattle.
McGlone says he volunteered to become a livestock leader, which led to raising sheep.
We've had just about every aspect of livestock over the years, but we've settled on sheep. We have, like I said, a small operation, just a few, just to really the idea is to supply our local kids with some lambs.
He adds their flock is good cross between two popular meat breeds of sheep.
Hemp and Suffolk cross, just the traditional club lambs. And they're about 50-50. The ram is a Suffolk, and so we rotate from Suffolk to Hemp back and forth just to try to keep the base ewes as close to a 50-50 cross as we can.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
This just in, farming is not canceled. Ag employees all over the Commonwealth are working overtime to make sure the business of agriculture carries on. Now more than ever, they're moving forward to make sure our food supply is not disrupted. Agribusiness companies are busier than ever. They're all working hard to make sure our local economies keep moving forward. When this pandemic is over, agribusiness will be leading the way to make sure our local businesses come back healthy and ready to do business. If you ate today, think of farmer.